Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from John chapter 5, verse 20, and this is Jesus speaking. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. John chapter 5, verse 20. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, February 15th, 2021. It's Memorization Monday, and I started off with that verse as I found it very interesting, and especially in light of yesterday being Valentine's Day, and so many people preaching on love or talking about love or referring to love, and certainly it's a day that people express love through the gifts of chocolate or flowers, acts of service, special meals out if you brave the cold temperatures. And the Bible is filled with so many references to love. But I found this one especially interesting because it comes right after Jesus did a miraculous healing of an individual that had spent about 38 years as an invalid, is how he's referred to in the scriptures. And this person seemingly didn't even know Jesus, because when people asked him, "Who healed you?" the man said he had no idea, because at the time, I guess Jesus slipped away. And later, Jesus met up with this man at the temple area, and they have a short conversation where Jesus is saying, basically, "I see you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse might happen to you." And then it says the man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. So kind of an interesting passage that seemingly this guy might not have even known who Jesus was or had faith in Jesus, and yet Jesus told him to take up his mat and be healed. And so that's a little backdrop of this story, because it angered the Jews that Jesus was healing on the Sabbath, because that healing took place on the Sabbath. So these people are gathering around Jesus, making accusations, persecuting him, and Jesus replies, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus gave them this answer, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." And the verse I started today's program with, "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things." Then it goes on, "For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." Oh, listening friends, there's so much information and meat and truth and things that we must understand about the Lord Jesus Christ that I think this little nugget, this gem, this jewel of God conveying his great love for the Son should motivate us to investigate the claims of Jesus, who Jesus is, why we should follow him, how he's the Savior of the world, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. If you've seen Jesus, these are his words, you've seen the Father. He's not this great rabbi or teacher or miracle healer. He is the one true God, fully man, fully God, Emmanuel, God with us, but he came to save us. So we need to look at him as our Savior, the one and only way to have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus. And if God loves him, we should love him too. Well, it's Memorization Monday, and we're going to be looking at Acts 1:8. And I'll do a special reading out of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. But I have a few songs lined up, and I wanted to do a special shout-out for our friends Larry and Sheila Hicks of Perrysville, Indiana, and their birthday daughter, Whitney, who had a 32nd birthday yesterday. And Larry and Sheila celebrated their 34th wedding anniversary, and they've dedicated Valentine's Day many times over the many years. And so if you were tuned in yesterday, you might have heard a number of announcements honoring and thanking them for helping us with the costs of the day of broadcast, along with shout-outs of their love for God and their appreciation for this radio ministry, and certainly for the love of their daughter Whitney, who turned 32 yesterday. So to tie back to Valentine's Day and this unique verse out of John chapter 5, here's Kevin Mills to sing about the love of God.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with care. God sent His Son to us. His erring child He reconciled to pardon from our sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could we rethink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made? Were every star on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. The saints and angels' song.
That's Kevin Mills singing The Love of God. He's been a good friend for many years. We've had him in a time or two to sing, and I think one concert the Singing Men of GNN backed him up for a few of the songs. He's a good Facebook friend, and he always sings songs on many of his posts. And for Valentine's Day, he had three of his children, and they must be from about 2 or 3 to about 5 or 6 or 7, and they're all jumping around as he's trying to sing a love song to his wife. But appreciate Kevin's heart for the Lord, his excellent voice, and his desire to serve God in all that he does. Well, before you hear a song by Kurt Talley, Holy Spirit Fall on This Place, which will set up our reading out of Acts 1:8, and that verse says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And so before we look at that reading and what Robert J. Morgan has to say, I want to do another quick shout-out for Pastor Ray Pepple, Chris Glick, and Pam Pollard, as on Friday I met with them, as they're helping to volunteer with the radio ministry and are helping with our Prime Life Times paper and getting the word out about Great News Media and the family of stations. and also are helping me create something like Friends of WLLM or Friends of Great News Media or Friends of Great News Radio or Friends of WLUJ. We're working on an advisory council of men and women throughout our listening area that can kind of be our point people, our council, our helpers when we bring events or gatherings or help us get the word out about the radio ministry in unique ways through the Prime Lifetimes papers, through special Great News Media restaurant placemats. That's a whole campaign to get restaurants involved with placemats that we create with our radio station and frequencies and then working with other businesses so that we can provide them free of charge to the various restaurants throughout the area. Anyway, I thought I'd share a portion of an email that I sent to them as it may give you a broader understanding of the various ways God is using Great News Media. So here is my email to them sent out this past Saturday. Hi, Pastor Ray, Chris, and Pam. It was so nice meeting up with you yesterday in Lincoln and hearing some of your story and life journey. Thanks for being open to be used of God to help advance His work through our ministry. You may have noted I listed Great News Media in the subject line. The reason for this is that God seems to have a bigger vision for us than just broadcasting the good news message of Jesus. We currently have three areas of ministry focus, and I list them, 1, 2, 3. 1, our broadcast ministry. We utilize our 19 frequencies to reach a potential 3 million plus listeners throughout central Illinois and west central Indiana, and certainly more through our streaming audio over the internet. We also host events, Bible studies, special speakers and such, so that our gatherings will equip the saints and encourage the seekers. 2, our Prime Lifetimes publication. With over 32,000 monthly readers, hosted at over 350 locations, this publication is a unique way to bring godly content to the believer and unbeliever, along with introducing them to our radio ministry. We continue to establish good relationships with many new advertisers and host locations that may have no other Christian influences in their lives. And then 3, travel and special outings. God has given us a special calling to help host trips to Israel and elsewhere. We have taken 800-plus people to the Holy Land on our 28 trips there and hosted and coordinated many other outings to places like Washington, D.C., the Creation Museum, the Ark Experience, Moody's Founders Week, and to hear other special speakers, and trips to the Pacific Garden Mission and other locations with the goal of spiritual growth in all that we do. So now maybe you have a greater vision of what God is up to and how your gifts and talents may be utilized. Please pray for us as we pray for you and seek God's leading in the days ahead. You are appreciated. And so I sent that off and I share it with you as if you're new to the radio ministry or you just hear our broadcast but don't know all the other things that God is doing in and through us. You might catch a vision to be more involved, or you might say, wow, I didn't know about the Prime Lifetimes publication or trips to Israel or other events or gatherings. And hopefully once this COVID-19 is better under control, we'll start being able to do some special events and gatherings. All right, well, today we're looking at Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Well, to set up our reading, here's Kurt Talley singing Holy Spirit Fall on This Place.
Come on in here, children, let's sing. Holy Spirit, fall on this place. Father,
Holy Spirit,
That song will wake you up and get you going. It was Kirk Talley singing Holy Spirit Fall on This Place, as it dovetails nicely into our verse for this week, this day, Acts 1:8. And the reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan begins with, Acts 1:8 is the key that unlocks the door of Acts and the gates of Christian history. Acts 1:8 represents the last known words of Jesus during his earthly ministry. Verse 9 indicates these are the Lord's final words before being taken up. Luke 24, 50-53 says, Jesus ascended to heaven while blessing his disciples, but his words of blessings aren't given. Acts 1:8 are his final words as they are recorded for us. Shouldn't his last command be our first concern? Acts 1:8 represents the passing of the human baton between the Son and the Spirit regarding the divine mission on earth. Jesus indicated in the Upper Room Discourse, John 13-17, that in his physical body he would return to heaven. His presence here would be replaced, so to speak, by the Holy Spirit, and he told the disciples in Luke 24 to tarry in Jerusalem until the Spirit arrived. In Acts 2, we have this arrival, the unleashing of the Holy Spirit upon the church. The book of Acts, and all subsequent Christian history, is the story of what Jesus Christ is continuing to do on earth through his Spirit's working in his church. Acts 1:8 provides the table of contents for the book of Acts. In reading through Acts, it becomes clear that chapters 1 through 7 describe the Gospels penetrating Jerusalem. Chapters 8 through 12, Judea and Samaria, and chapters 13 through 18, the ends of the earth, exactly as outlined in Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8 represents Christ's agenda for the duration of history till he returns. It's our personal mandate, and every day of our lives must be spent under its ambition and authority. Here's a reading by A.W. Tozer on Acts 1:8. Ye shall receive power. By those words, our Lord raised the expectation of his disciples and taught them to look forward to the coming of supernatural potency into their natures from a source outside of themselves. It was to be something previously unknown to them, but suddenly to come upon them from another world. It was to be nothing less than God himself entering into them with the purpose of ultimately reproducing his own likeness within them. This power is to come upon powerless men as a gentle but resistless invasion from another world, bringing a moral potency infinitely beyond anything that might be stirred up from within. This power is sufficient. No additional help is needed. No auxiliary source of spiritual energy. That was a writing from A.W. Tozer on Acts 18, and this chapter closes out with a quote by A.W. Tozer, "Power came upon the church, such power as had never been released into human nature before, with the lone exception of that mighty anointing which came upon Christ by the waters of the Jordan. That power, still active in the church, has enabled her to exist for nearly 20 centuries. A.W. Tozer. Listening friends, much to take in, but remember, if you've asked Jesus into your heart, you can be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do amazing things. And as it says in Acts 1:8, our verse for the week, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Take heart, listening friend. God's equipped you for this day to be an influence wherever you go and as you go. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.